have walked the mountains of desperation. You have climbed, you have fought, you have won. But this valley that lies coldly before you cast a shadow you cannot overcome. And just when you thought you had it all together, you knew every verse to get you through. But this time all the sorrow broke more than just your heart. And reciting all those cliches just won't do. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there. Instead of asking why did it happen, think of where it can lead you from here. And as your pain is slowly easing, you can find a greater reason to live your life triumphant through the tears. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayers. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. Oh, when answers aren't enough, when answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, answers aren't enough, when answers aren't enough, He is there.
Hallelujah, it's time for the word. Stand to our feet as we welcome our prophet, the gift of God. Come on, clap your hands with Jesus' joy. Pastor Chris!
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and pray. I wonder if Virgil can come back and sing that chorus for us again. when you're looking for answers and life has been difficult. The songwriter says, when answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. Let this anointing that is here permeate your very being, your very soul today. Sing it again, Bertel. When answers aren't enough.
When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayers. And your hope will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there.
One more time, join him, everybody.
When answers aren't enough,
there is Jesus.
There is Jesus.
He's more than just
an answer
to your prayer.
An answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge.
Yes.
When answers aren't enough, He is there.
One more time, sing it again.
When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is
more than just an answer
to your prayer.
Hallelujah.
And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there.
Yes, when answers aren't enough, you must just find your rest and your solitude in Him. Father, we thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to rescue us, Lord, from a life of perishing. Now that we are your children, we ask that you take us to greater things, to higher heights, new levels and new dimensions. We submit to you, we surrender to you. We ask for your guidance and your great wisdom here today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You may all be seated. Thank you. We want to welcome each and everyone, and those who didn't attend last week, you back from holiday, welcome. We are starting the service a little bit different because of the second service we have in Symphony. So we will do all the offerings and the other things afterwards. Is that good? Hallelujah. Also be aware that we will now be streaming on Facebook. So last week we saw that it worked almost 100%, but a few more errors, but I'm sure soon it will be working. Amen. Are you all happy? Praise the Lord. Now we start our fast tomorrow. If you don't know, it will be 7 days. So from tomorrow right up to next Sunday, it's fasting. And our fasting this year will take this method, that we will fast for the whole day, just drink water, and then we will break the fast in the evening for 2 hours. You can actually break your fast anytime. There's no time limit. My friend in Switzerland, I was watching him the other day on Facebook, and they have prayer from 4 in the morning till 6 via Facebook Live. And one day soon we'll all have all that technology, then you can all tune in. So the pastor leads the prayer from 4 in the morning till 6. Then he tells the people they can eat now. Is it wonderful? So they fast from 4 till 6 in the morning, and then from 6 they start to eat. But they also just do like us, they eat only for 2 hours. Then they don't eat for the rest of the day. And when I heard his explanation, he said it's because they are not weak when they go to work. They have strength to do the work for the boss, and they can still come back. They don't eat at night. They eat again the next morning. Well, I tried to discuss that with one of my members, but the person said, "Pastor, these people, they must eat in the night." So I said, "Okay, let us leave it there." So anytime in the evening, if you break at 4, you must be finished at 6. You can't eat again till tomorrow at 4. You decide your time. Those that are sick, you're not included. And if you were not sick and you feel sick now, you are also excluded. Nobody is forced. It's not a forced thing. It's your relationship with the Lord that's very important here. But fasting is so important, because you must develop your inner man, your spirit man. It's the hidden man. Amen. There is a hidden man inside of you that must be developed. If you think that what you see outside is the only man, you make a mistake. That's only called the outer man. And most Christians, unfortunately, they still do too much pampering of the outer man and too little growth in the inner man. It's true. And I'm a bit caught between a rock and a hard place, if that's the best way to put it, because I've got a lot to teach this church, but of course time doesn't allow to teach for long. So to choose what it is to teach, because I find it strange that after sitting under good teaching for many years, not that I should find it strange, I understand that the temptations of the flesh is very strong. And the wicked nature, the wicked nature of man is always exposed and explicit through the evil that people do. So when we become born again, the Lord changes us, and the Lord gives us a new heart and a new spirit. Amen. Desperately wicked is every man that is not born of God. But once we are born of God, then our lives start to... there was an operation on the inside of us. So a new spirit is given to you. However, that spirit is just a baby, and that spirit must now grow into a mature adult. And this is where the main problem comes in. Most Christians, they are come for the born again experience, but there's no growth in the spirit man. So you get shocked, but you shouldn't get shocked, but you get shocked that how easily people can fall into sin and backslide. How easily our believers can identify with the world. They look more like the world than they look like Christians. But as a father of the faith, it is my duty to help the children. Some children who obey and listen, they start to enter into new dimensions and new levels. But you always get the prodigals that are far behind. If I should give you spiritual glasses now, and you turn to look at your neighbor, you can either see a baby saying if you had spiritual glasses, or you could see a toddler, or you could see a mature adult. You can't see it with the naked eye. You can't see it with the naked eye. You see it through behavior. Amen. the fruits, that's the behavior. It is a sign of how you have developed. Jesus said that his desire is that nobody must be lost. Amen. And it's also my desire that none of you shall be lost. But however, remember we are in a war and we are fighting. This war is so real you can't believe it. You are fighting all the time. Demons, invisible enemies, fighting. Things that you think are natural is actually spiritual. Yeah, it's very true. This week I was listening to my pastor and he was saying that every conflict is spiritual. I was so impressed by the teaching. He said every argument is spiritual. Every conflict is spiritual. Pastors with pastors, churches with churches, husbands with wives. It's not just normal, it's spiritual. So, this coming week, we're going to try our best, all of us, to enter into spiritual realms, spiritual warfare, spiritual development, spiritual exercise. Hallelujah. And everything in the natural can give you pictures of the spiritual. Like you exercise your body to become fit, like you eat food to grow, it's the same thing in the spiritual. Are you listening? And this is a great week. Starting tomorrow night, every night from 7:30, we will be gathering it at our own property in Symphony Way to pray. So I'm encouraging you, organize your lifts. This church can work through your pastor. Organize your transport, sacrifice. Amen. You will, as I said, you'll eat once a day. If you can't, you can do Daniel fast. Do whatever you, whatever it's, your relationship is between you and God. The church is calling a corporate fast. No eating, no drinking. We drink water, that's all. And then in the evenings, we eat our meals. Now, if you have what we call withdrawal symptoms from coffee, people always get headaches. How many of you get headaches if you fast? So, you can have a black coffee in the morning just to stop the headaches, because it's going to be difficult for you to work with those type of headaches. There's a black coffee. And then we go from there. Amen. All right. Turn your Bibles with me today to Galatians chapter 1 verse 23. I'm going to speak to you this morning about this. The principles of chains. Hallelujah. Principles of chains. Are you glad that Jesus saved you? Now you can be happy that Jesus has the power to change you. Amen. The power to change you. Galatians chapter 1 verse 23. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past is now preaching the faith which he once destroyed. Hallelujah. Put it in the NLT, please. I'll see if I can get it. And they knew. All they knew was that people were saying, the one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith that he tried to destroy. Hallelujah. If you didn't know this, he's talking about the Apostle Paul, who was once killing Christians until he met Jesus on the way of Damascus, on the road to Damascus. But the key here is that now he's a different person. Hallelujah. Salvation means that you must be different. There must be a change. Say change. And many Christians, they struggle to change. They have a born again experience. They have a coming to the altar experience. But as for their lifestyles, hey, it doesn't really change. Say amen. But today, Pastor is here to help you. Amen. I'm here to help you, to give you great principles of change. What is a principle? A principle is a deep understanding of a revelation.
Say amen, even if you didn't understand what I said. It's a deep understanding. Remember in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, it says that the main thing is to get wisdom. Wisdom is the main thing. Proverbs 4 verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. And in all you're getting, please get understanding. Say understanding. So what are you getting today? I'm trying to give you some understanding. Now, this is what principles are. Principles is deep understanding. And oftentimes, the reason why people don't go far is they don't have an understanding. They don't have a revelation. They don't understand the principles. Come, I explain it to you better. The principle of the wheel, that something can turn and move forward, has brought us bicycles. Do you understand? Then we also brought us cars and brought us trucks, even tricycles, later trains. They are different things, but they operate on the same principle. Say principle. It's a principle of the wheel. If this thing turns, then this thing can move forward. Wow. Say wow. Do you understand the principle? So if you have the principle, it brings you even many other things. Not just the bicycle now. We use the same principle to have a car. Wow. And this same principle can have a train. Wow. One principle, but many things. So if you don't have the principles, you got nothing. The principle of flying brought us what? A kite. And then brought us an aeroplane. Then brought us a jet that can fly around the world in less than a day. It's the same principle of flight. Are you with me? So we have to get the principles in the Word of God to take us to new heights and new dimensions. Amen. So I can't give you all the principles, but I'll give you as much as the time will allow me. Let's look at the principles of chains. What are the things we must, what great understanding must we get to chains? Hallelujah. How many of you know that most people don't read the Bible? Unbelievers don't read the Bible. They might have it in their homes, they don't read it. Many years ago, Jimmy Swaggart sang a song, "The only Bible people read is what they read in you." Are you listening? So if people see you, do they desire to change their lives? Because they're not reading the Bible, they read you. So if they see you, ask yourself the question, my friends who see me, do they say, ek wil soos Calvin wees? Ek wil verander. Sê vir my, wat het in jou lewe gebeur wat jou verander het? Young people, are you listening? Do your friends desire to be like you? It's a deep message. I'm not a TV preacher, but unfortunately, I'm now also put in front of the TV. I just came from the makeup room inside there. Do I look okay? But my words cannot change. My clothes will change, but my words remain the same. Because the Word of God remains forever. Hallelujah. So I'm helping you to get to the principles. In all you're getting, get understanding. And once we have chains, then others will desire the change in us. And it is easier for you to become a mouthpiece and an evangelist for Jesus by inviting people to a changed life if you are a changed person. It's going to be very difficult to invite people and you are not changed. Does it make sense? And this year is a year of a new dimension. It's not a new season. It's a dimension. You're going to move up and stay up. Glory to God. I see many people entering into new level, new dimensions. One of the things you must do is, Let me stick to my, because I've got so much to say. I've got so much to say. Amen. So, let's look at the first principle in Corinthians chapter 1, or 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 1 to 2. The principle is this, that after you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you, number one, if you grow up spiritually. Grow up spiritually. Paul says to the church in Corinth, he says, I could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hereto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. Hey, this is a sad scripture. Paul was writing them, said, look, I wanted to give meat, but I couldn't. I trust God that you will, I won't say that of you, but that I can be able to say, I'm coming to give you meat, and you will experience the meat. Hallelujah. Now, understand the principle. Man is not just what you see. Man is three parts: body, soul, spirit. Everybody say body, soul, spirit. Man is made up of a spirit, then is made up of a soul, and then is made up of a body. When we use the word soul, we can often just think of the mind. Amen? Because the soul of man is the part of man that thinks and feels, has emotions, and has a will. Hallelujah! And when you are born again, your spirit is a new baby. You have a new heart. Glory to God. And this heart is the seat of all human behavior. So if you say this person was a bad murderer, you say he's a wicked person. He has a wicked heart. Are you with me? But if you say the person is a kind person, he gave to a poor man, say this man has a good heart. So every time we use the word heart, or not every time, but oftentimes we use the word heart, we're not talking of the pump that pumps blood. We're talking about the spirit of the man. The inside of the man. He has a good heart. I trust you will all develop good hearts. Because the spirit can develop. Are you with me? From a wicked heart to a good heart. That's why you say, Jesus came into my heart. Jesus came to change my heart. From a wicked heart to a... Why does pastor say wicked? Because in Romans chapter 1, you see that the description of degenerated man, wicked. It says there in Romans 1, they were so bad that God left them. Say, ach, lost the mens. He left them to their own desires. That's when homosexuality started and animal sex and all these wicked things. It's in Romans chapter 1. So God left them and said, ach, what can I do? This is what you want. Take it. Man's desire is wicked. So you see a person, you can't believe the wicked things people do. Look at bullies. Do you know bullies? Children who bully other children. I mean, if you look at a small little child that can't help himself and a big one bullies him, do you think it's a good heart? It's a wicked heart. At schools, they have this thing where they stopped it now, but when we used to have schools, we used to have those years, then the new children, they are bullied by the older children. They say, you must carry something heavy from here to there. Then they laugh. They make fun of this new poor child, somebody's child, some mother's baby. He's their fool. Go into the toilet, clean, or take a matchstick and measure the sport field. Ah! He said, good people? Wicked people! Then you get worse than that, you get murderers. People who kill people. In some countries, they throw children into deep holes and they throw petrol on them and burn them. War-torn countries. In Liberia, they used to capture the people, then they chop off your arms and they chop off your legs and they put you in the boot of the car, then they take you back to your house. So when your family open the boot, they just see the body, but there's no arms and no legs. In the war in Liberia was when they asked, you must say if you want short sleeve or long sleeve. So in other words, when they capture you, they're gonna chop off your arm. But you can say you want it off here or off here. That's short sleeve, that's long sleeve. But they come with a panga, they're gonna chop you now. They don't kill you there, they want you to suffer the pain. I'm trying to show you how desperately wicked the heart of man can become. And the only solution is God had to send His Son Jesus to save us from this wickedness. Amen? And that's why when you are saved, then your heart must show a different, a kindness, a love. Hallelujah! Glory to God. So the first thing is that, how can we change? Pastor, because we are trying. It's a principle. There must first be the principle of spiritual growth. You must grow up spiritually. Amen? Because if you are stay a baby, you can make no difference in this world. Hallelujah. But if you grow up, you can be a big influence in society. You must allow your spirit to grow into a man by feeding on the word of God. You can also allow your spirit to grow by speaking in tongues. Everybody who doesn't speak in tongues or pray in tongues, there'll always be a deficit in your spiritual growth. Not in your outside growth, but in your spiritual growth. And if you can't speak in tongues, which means you were not baptized with the Holy Spirit, the first thing you must do is to desire that thing. Do you desire it? Because you see, the heart of man is so bad that if the Holy Spirit doesn't come to help, then you won't survive. It will be too tough to be a Christian. That's why Jesus said, I won't leave you alone. I'm going to send the helper to you. Do you understand? He will help you. So everybody in this church must pray for the Holy Spirit and constantly desire that infilling, so that when you have that gift, it is a help that you have. That's the reason why many of you can't change. There's no Holy Spirit to help. And then the praying in tongues will make you a strong Christian. Say amen. And this week at the prayer, we're going to be learning that thing, how to pray in tongues. Amen. For long hours, so that your prayers develop the spiritual man. Glory to God. So, you must allow your spirit to grow by fellowshipping regularly in the house of God. People who are in church all the time, you don't see them having the problems like people who don't come to church all the time. Also say amen. A Sunday morning service is good, but it's not the best thing. You must be in church more than once a week. Say another amen. Yeah. You see, your spirits are not grown. And your spirit won't grow. That's why you say, oh, sin any verandering. I hear it over you, the principle. But they will look at listen. But they wonder how come it's any verandering. You have a weak understanding. A low revelation of what will make you strong. I gave to you now some of the things. You must grow in the spirit. How? Being regularly in the church. Engrossing yourself in the word of God. Hallelujah. And speaking in tongues. Then you don't stay a baby. Babies are helpless. Can babies help us? Babies can't help. Can you help the world if you stay a baby? No. You need to grow. Hallelujah. You need to be leading people as a strong man and not being led all the time. I see you rising up to be a great leader and a shepherd of people. When you come to church on Sunday mornings, there must be a train of people walking behind you. You must be like the Pied Piper who blew his pipes and the mouse came. Was it rats? And the rats followed him. But that rats will be born again rats as they enter into the house of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And only when you start living for God, then you really come into what you were made for. All these other things you're chasing after, it's not what God made you for. Maybe you want to be a sports star, a businessman. Maybe you just want a house. Maybe you just want a husband. Maybe you just want... These are only small things. It's not the main thing. The main thing is being in God's hands so that He can use you like He wants to use you. Hallelujah. But you must first grow. Amen. Grow up. You can't stay a baby. How do I grow? Attend regularly. Get your face into the Word of God. Was it Pastor Vincent Alexander who said, stop looking at Facebook, but put your face in the book. Because these things are, it can also destroy your spiritual life. You see, if you're not strong, you can't handle some things. I can use Facebook powerfully because I listen to preaching. I get wonderful messages there. And we're even using it now to preach to people. But then when I also look through the Facebook, I see my own church members. And I'm surprised. These young girls are now starting to pose with open legs. And I say, hey, advertising their wonderful small spiritual bodies to the worldly men. Men are evil by nature unless the Holy Spirit has come into them. And you want to show your yard to the men? The only thing that is on his mind is to have sex with you. And you don't understand. You don't want to listen. You don't want to take my advice. What is wrong with you? Why do you want to give up such nice pureness? Why do you desire the world? It's the nature, the sinful nature. You must develop your spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our small girls, they're now blooming into flowers. And the first thing is to show themselves to who? To what? And the parents are so weak. Sorry, Facebook. I can't preach for Facebook. You parents are so weak. Sorry. They said I must encourage on Facebook. I mustn't work, but I can't help it. God, man. Your children are a reflection of you. Yes, they have their own minds. But you have a job. Jy wil kind gemaak het, dan moet jy die kind ook reg groot maak. Sorry vir die ander Facebook mense. Somebody was complaining about a child to me the other day. And the child is not even 10 years old. And I said, my God. Don't you know there's something like a decent hiding that can fix this whole problem? You don't need a psychologist. You don't need counseling. You need a Pierkadin. You know what's a Pierkadin? It's a belt you can buy at Woolworths. Yeah. Decent hiding and a lesson in respect. Call op Facebook. Ek ken nie die kind, ek hier die kennis, die kennis, die kennis. Mami, wat maak jy? Wat maak julle? Kom julle achterna, heel. We can't do this. Spiritual and Christian parents raise their children in a Christian way. Amen. We don't identify with the world. We identify with Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. So young girls, don't identify with the world. Let me give you the other keys. I'm closing. Listen. That was the first key, right? Grow up spiritually. Number two, you must, the principle to develop. I'm sure you want to change. Who want to change? I want to change. And this year, every year we make New Year's resolutions, and it's a good thing. Don't let people tell you, money nuwe jaar. Nee, mense praat nonsense. It's a goeie ding. Sit as a vision wat jy mos nou het, né? Jy moet mos 'n vision hê vir die jaar. Is 2020, né? Dit gaan 'n beter jaar wees. Ja, so you set a New Year resolution. You say, this year I would like to do this. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. And I always want to get closer to God. Always my thing. Lord, I want to pray more. I want to read your word more. I want to dig into your word. And the word is so powerful. I wish I can explain it to you, but I probably can't unless you do it yourself. The answer you're looking for is there, right in there. Just open the pages. I'm telling you, you will find it there. God will speak to you. It's God's word to you. The Bible is God's love letter to you. Glory to God. So you must develop your spirit. You must grow up. And then number two, you must renew your mind with the word of God. Amen. Principles of change. Renew your mind with the word of God. Listen to Romans 12 verse 1. It says, I beseech you, brothers. NLT, then maybe I can read it from the board. It says, I beseech you and dear brothers and sisters, plead with you to give your bodies to God. Because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. The kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Glory to God. Now verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. NLT is a nice version, isn't it? Young people. Don't copy the behavior and the patterns of this world. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Let God transform you in a new person by changing the way you think. Glory to God. As your thinking changes since you came to BMI? If not, then there's a problem. Oh, laat ek preek. It means you've come here with your own set of ideas. And despite all the preaching and teaching, you still cling to your ideas, which means your thinking has not been transformed by the word. It's not a good place for you to be here. You need to be in a church where your thinking will be changed. In other words, I used to think like this about this thing. Now I think otherwise. Because I humbled myself enough to let my pastor teach me from the word of God. But if you are too proud, you cannot be transformed in the mind. And the problem with the whole thing is that as you think in your mind, so are you. You can't change if the thinking don't change. Do you get it? You can only change if your thinking changes. I had to change a lot of my thinking. Yeah, when I sat under the feet of servants of God who taught me the word, I said, but I used to think like this, but now I'm changing my thinking. Because I hear the word, I can see the word. I see it. It's in the word. It's in the Bible. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Why don't you change? You know why people don't change? They don't change in their thinking. I'm teaching you. Wat jy kom klaar gemaak. Jy's klaar gemaak, né? Jy weet nog nie wat kom maak jy nog hier nie. Jy's aan klaar gemaak. Wat kom jy hier maak? Die kerk is nie vir klaargemaakte mense nie. The church is not for finished, furnished people. It's for people that are willing to learn, to be transformed in their minds, and then to change. Glory to God. To learn and to change. To learn and to change. If you joined the church late and you were from another church, it's harder to change than a newborn believer. You religious people that come from churches, you are difficult to change. I'm sorry to say so, but it is the truth. Where a newborn believer, a young person coming, he doesn't know anything, so he knows what I'm going to teach him is what he must do. Then he just does it. You see the change. I can show you many young people how powerful they've changed. Look at Virgil now singing to us, blessing us. You can feel the anointing. If you're a spiritual man, you feel anointing in the singing. It's not just a voice. It's anointing power. Came here 11 years old. 11 years old. He thought everything I said is the truth. And that's why he is where he is today. He's now getting watches from people for free. And it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Others' lives are going by. Hulle bly by hulle is. Die tyd loop. Hy raak ouer. Hy dink hy gaan jong bly. Sy dink sy gaan jong bly. Kyk net op jou voorkop. Jou hare trek al terug. Sy gaan nie jong bly nie, Boeta. You must think correctly, quickly. Don't wait till you're 50 and then 60. Dan wil sy, nou wat ek hier doen. Dit is te laat, man. Jy moet net aansoek kry vir ouer huis. You must get an application. You understand Afrikaans, my dear? Not at all? So keep reminding me to speak English, huh? The mind. This whole festive time, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about the mind. And I realized that a lot of people can't be changed because they're not willing to change in the mind. So what I must do now, when I see you, then I must know, either you are a progressive changing person, or die ou is gemaak en laat staan, ek moet net op sy level afkom gauw. Ek kom van my level af, as ek op sy level, dan praat ek saam met hom oor karre, en oor bols en nuts en goed, want dat is al wat hy verstaan. Ek kan nie praat van kerk en van prayer en van fasting. Ai, myn wil nie daar gaan nie. Ek wil hier daar gaan nie. I can't talk about more services coming to pray. No. We stuck in what we do. We just do what we do. No wonder you can't change. You must be transformed in the mind. Transformed in the mind. Then change will come. Then change will come. Hallelujah. And only humble people can go there. That's why God loves the humble people. He resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he wanted them to listen to him. He said, listen, I'm going to give you new ideas, new dimensions. Hulle glo nog. Die ou Egypte potte as hoe hulle het ontvang het. So they couldn't change. And they had to stay in the wilderness till they were all dead. May you not stay as a corpse in this wilderness of desert sands. May you arise. And may you enter into the dimension of a changed mind. I thank God for the changed mind. What is the use of a mind that cannot change? Amen. Point number 3. Yes, my time is still good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Point number 3. Before I go to 3, I want to show you how people change. Look at Ephesians 4 verse 22. Pastor, what change are you talking about? You see, the mind is like a computer. What you put in is what comes out. Amen. We must reprogram your mind. Otherwise, there can't be no transformation. The things you used to do, you'll do them no more. Only when your mind is reprogrammed. Now, he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, he says, Paul describes this. Just put it on the board and I will translate it into normal English. He says, there must be a new man that you must put on. What does the new man do? He will steal no more. Say amen, somebody. All the skelems say amen. The new man will put away lying. All the liars say amen. You put it away. The old man did it, but the new man, ons gaan nie meer lieg nie.
Baba sê,
ou lieg sê. Jong mense, julle wat so lieg, julle moet vroeg die duivel stop. I'm warning you. Stop it early. Don't continue. If you lie, small lie to your mother. Just where were you and you lie? You have opened the door to demons. The biggest demons hide in liars. One of the things I said, I don't want liars around me. I don't want. I'm not a perfect man, but at least I try to be, not to lie. My mother taught me never lie. Tell the truth. Listen, the new man will put away bad speech. Hey, say fluky me a knopene. Net bultjes. Amen. The new man will put away bitterness. Are you bitter? Don't be bitter. Don't have wrath, clamor, and evil speaking. The new man will be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving. And these are the great changes that come about if you are new in your spirit. Ephesians 4:22. Daar sê, put away lying. Amal die goed man. Sê sê bekeer. Amen. Die vrugte wat by bekering pas. Beautiful. Beautiful. And young people, let me tell you, that small face, huh? Pastor, I have an understanding for you. I said yesterday to somebody, it's not that I don't understand. You do get feelings. It's not real feelings. It's just your growth hormones is demarcar. So you see a man and you think you are ready for him, but you're still a baby. You can see you can't clean the toilet properly. But you are too early. You know, pastor wants to spoil my fun. Not at all. I want to protect you for a bright future. Because if you make the mistake in your stupid puppy years, you have destroyed the whole future. That is what I'm trying to do. And yes, your parents play a big role. But I'm now your new parent. Because they are too pup. Do you see? I won't counsel you if you have a boyfriend. I will tell you, you can't have a boyfriend. And you can't have a, don't do it now. You're not ready now. Check yourself a vision. The Bible says, if there's no vision, the people have no restraint. Do you understand what restraint means? That's iets wat my in my plek hou. Ek kan nie dit doen nie. Maar iemand wat die visie het, hy gaan net so. Here. There's no restraint. There's no parameters that say, look, I can't do this now because I must finish my degree. I can't do this now because I must have. There's a restraint on a man with a vision. I can't go with this girl now because my reputation, my life, my ministry, my testimony, I can't. I'm restrained. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Sy loop len het met enige jong. Sy dan het nie 'n visie vir jou lewe nie. Sy nie 'n visie nie. Our young people will arise and have their education, their degrees, and they will become meaningful workers in God's kingdom. Oh yeah. We won't be cast aside with a tsunami of sinfulness in this world. Jesus paid a dear price for you, not to see you go down after you've been in a place like this, and you still go down. You're not listening while you were sitting on these chairs. No. Say no. We will not go that way. Amen. We shall arise as bright lights. Hallelujah. Greater lights. That we will allow our minds to be transformed. The third point, as I close, you will change in will come into you if you listen to a lot of preaching. if you listen to a lot of preaching. It's something I did when I was young, but I never knew it's a great principle. I just did it probably as the Holy Spirit led me. Now I know it's a great principle. I'm giving you great principles for a changed life. Are you listening to me? What was the first principle? You must grow up spiritually, isn't it? You can't stay a baby. And how do you grow? What did I say? I gave you three things. Number one, you must get into the Word. No? You must start reading the Bible more. Then number two, you must pray in tongues. And then you must fellowship. Fellowship more regularly. Hey! Like when I have revival, young people, if you want to grow, come to the revival. Even come to my Thursday teaching and impartation. Then you're going to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. And then what was number two? How else can you change? Huh? Your mind must, you must be able to change your mind. And then number three is this one. Listen to a lot of preaching. Glory to God. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Romans 10 verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say amen. And a great change will come into your life, my friends, if you start to do this thing that Pastor is telling you. And I know you know, and I'm not going to ask you to put up your hands. Who of you do what I tell you? And some of you don't. You don't listen to preaching. Anyone who listens to preaching is affected by the preaching. You can't stay the same if there's preaching. You are starting to be affected because it's coming into you. Because faith cometh by hearing. Do you get it? In my house, there's preaching in every room. Every child listens to their own preaching. But it's powerful. You walk past, you hear, here's Mike Murdoch preaching. You go here, here's Dag Ewart Mills preaching. You go there, then there's another preacher. It's powerful. Because they saw it in their father. They saw their father do it, so they copy. Wow. They saw the results also. They saw the results in their father's life. So they also want to do it. May you be a good example to the children who follow you. Basil, there's a song that Steve Green sings about the generation that will come after us. Find it and learn it. Sing it to us. I will try to. To show it to you. It talks about what will we leave for the next generation. It's a song that Steve Green sings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, listening to preaching. Now we've made it easy. You have it on podcast. Now it will even be on Facebook. If you like Facebook, go back and listen to this preaching again. I can't explain it. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing, but it will affect you. All preaching affects you. Learn the art of listening to one message over and over again. Jerome from Symphony has mastered that art. He walks around and the tape is playing in his pocket. Then I hear myself talking, then I think, where am I? But I see, oh, I'm here. But it's there, I'm talking there. And then as I'm preaching, as he's working, he says the words before the preaching, which means he's listened to the tape a multiple times. The other day I saw him, he bought himself new techies, red shirt. I didn't recognize him. I got a shock. I said, is it you? He said, it is me, Pastor. I said, you've changed. And I wondered what brought the change, and I remembered this man is constantly listening to preaching, and the faith is coming to him by hearing. God is impressed with faith. Without faith, no man can please God. How can you please God if you never listen to preaching, which means faith is not coming to you? Faith only cometh by listening, by hearing the word. Is it true? Listen to it. Listen to it. My preaching is anointed. I didn't know it until one day I listened to myself and I kneeled out and I also gave my life to the Lord. And I realized only later it's only me preaching. Then I realized there's an anointing on the preaching. It's true. Hallelujah. All right, I close. The last key. Are you going to listen to preaching? And if you really want preaching, if you're new here, I have like, we no longer use CDs, but I still have like hundreds of CDs. I'll give it to you for free if you love preaching. So put it in and listen. Otherwise, I must give it to those guys because they use USB stick now. No more CDs. It's outdated. Amen. If there was anything that could change your life from all the principles you'll ever learn, it was this one I just gave you now. The most radical change will come by constant listening to preaching. Are you listening? I've told you this before. I don't have to repeat. I listened to preaching as a teenager. I fell asleep under the preaching tapes. It's one of the reasons why I'm standing in front of you today. Amen. Listen to this. If you listen to preaching, it's like going to university all over again. Universities change people's lives. By the time people qualify from university, they are lawyers, doctors, engineers, teachers, pharmacists. And when you listen to preaching, it is like having a university lecture at home. In your car, on the move, in bed, in the gym. And a major transformation. Why? Have you ever seen a university student who gets a degree, a cap, and then the professor after 4 years? Did you ever see him go out to rob another person of a cell phone? Because for the 4 years, his mind has been transformed. Are you with me? From all the teachings, this is not what he's interested in. You'll seldom find someone now going to break in houses or standing on the street with a university degree. No. The university life has changed him. You don't understand what I'm saying. And that is what the preaching tapes will do. You will go and start to listen, and when you finish, you'll be changed. You won't do the things you used to do. Glory to God. I'll leave that there. I think three is enough. Amen. 3 is enough. Listening to preaching. The fourth principle is change your friends. Change your friends. But I'm going to take too long to share that. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says, bad company corrupts good character. Do not be misled. Change your friends. Your friends spend more time with you than your pastor. I only have 2 hours with you. Actually, 1 hour. The others is singing and so. But 2 hours in the church. The rest of the week is whoever you connect with. So they will influence you more than what I can. And all of you that are born again, you must leave your old friends. Sorry to say. Because you will backslide. Look at all the young boys who backslide. They were mixing with their old friends. You can, don't go far. Just go to Chestnut. You can walk. It will take you 10 minutes. Go look for those who were once sitting here. Then go see where they're sitting now. They were their old friends. Ach, jylle wil nie luister nie, man. Mens preek so lekker vir jylle, maar jylle wil nie luister nie. We're writing new songs. You're going to hear it soon. It's about people who don't listen. But it's nice songs. Virgil and I said, we're working on it. In other words, we told you this, but you didn't listen, so take Nova. One of it is called Have You Seen Her? We're writing songs from the 70s. You know that song, Have You Seen Her? Ba-ra-pa-ba-ra-pa-ba-ra-pa-ra-pam. Ba-ra-pam, ba-ra-pam, ba-ra-ba-ra-pam. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Now, we're writing songs of loyalty, you see. So, you see next to you, there's an empty chair. There was a person there. Now, my question to you is, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? She was once in the church as a holy girl. Ta-da-dum, ti-di-dum, ti-di-da-da-da. But have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Every time I hear her voice, na-na-na, everywhere I go. We're even going to dedicate it to some pastors who were once one of us, because we said, we heard her voice on the podcast show, na-na-na-na-na-na, and the radio. But have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why, oh why, did you have to leave and go away? Didn't you believe the words of the pastors as he said? You thought your life was going to be better, you knew more, but look at your life. It's a mess, it's downcast, and you are too ashamed to come and say. Oh, tell me, have you seen her? Stand to your feet. Bad company corrupts good character. How can you stay with friends who are liars, thieves, fornicators, and adulterers, and you want to be pure? You can't. You will look foolish every time with these old friends if you try to do what is right. Mighty God, bow your heads, please. I want to pray for you.